To the Athy Municipal District, where joining me on the line now is Fianna Fáil Councillor Vera Louise Behan. Vera Louise, good morning. Thanks for taking our call on the show.
Good morning, Hannah. Lovely to speak with you this morning.
We are looking at those motions and questions you raised at that MD meeting. Your first one is in relation to the Council's rural tourism strategy in conjunction with Into Kildare. You're also asking about any funding available for the Athy Municipal District. What did the Council come back with?
Well, Hannah, I'm delighted. They came back with some wonderful stuff. The Kildare County Tourism Strategy from 2022 to 2026 is due to be revised over the coming months. So anybody who is invested or interested in tourism can contact Into Kildare at info@intokildare.ie. It's important that anybody with touristic businesses or interests just get in contact there. They have a new chairman, David Kelly, and Áine Mangan, and her team does a great job. And the Athy Municipal District, as we know, is benefiting from the Just Transition funding, which is the European funding, €68 million, and it's regenerative funding for placemaking and tourism, in particular rural tourism. So it's a huge opportunity for the Athy MD because we have a heavy reliance on tourism.
Of course.
Kilkee Castle, Dunmanogh Ancient Site, Meganey. But most recently, our new art centre in the Athy MD is in Crooked House in Meganey, in the very south of the county. So the landscape around here is particularly noteworthy. It's beautiful. It's right nestled between, say, views of the Wicklow Hills, mm-hmm. Collection Hills and Mount Leinster to the south. So it's quite an inspirational landscape in Kildare because we don't have race courses or we don't have Mandela Park. What we do have in the very south is how beautiful it is. And a lot of people will remark on that with, you know, with Kilkee Castle, with Castle Dermot and its historic historic features, you know, and along with the medieval site in Dunmanogh, I know I just mentioned, but there's huge scope here for continuing to develop our touristic strategy because the landscape is beautiful. And, you know, it can work against people sometimes where it's hard to get planning permission. Creating negative visual impact is what the council would often cite in that regard. But on the other side, it is beautiful here and it is beautiful to be able to develop that. So anybody who's interested, pop on to Into Kildare website and log into info@intokildare.ie. Put in your submissions. They're also open to membership for anybody in the tourism business. Connect with them. But actually, particularly in the very south of Kildare, we also link in with Carlow Tourism and their garden trails. So there's a bit of overlap there. So it's really important to keep that moving and not forgetting our good old friend Shackleton
or our
two friends Johnny Marr and Gary Mansfield, whose mothers both came from Meganey. So there's huge arts and there's huge tourism there. So it's really quite positive.
Yeah, some good news to start off with, Vera Louise, this morning. Your other question is in relation to the council's plans in conjunction with Local Link to further develop its bus transport offering in the Castle Dermot area. And this is something that we were contacted back in June about. The 736 JJ Kavanagh bus service was to stop serving Castle Dermot. And, you know, in the past few weeks, we got another text in saying that it has since ceased. A lot of people have been impacted by that bus stop no longer, you know, people not being able to use it anymore.
It's hugely disappointing. It's been there as long as I remember as a child. But I know the 880 bus has been very successful, so much so there are calls for increased service for it. So it's successfully now getting students and people to Carlow before 9 a.m. so they can get to college and get to work. Now we needed to get to Dublin before 9 a.m. So we need an extra service. The earliest service leaves Castle Dermot at 7:15, which gets people to Dublin too late. Mm. So I know there have been calls. I mean, I've spoken with people in Castle Dermot, obviously, and Ballytor in particular, who have to get the train, who have to get into the car, drive to the train station, get the train to Dublin. You know, it defeats the purpose of the rural transport ambitions of the county and nationally. So I'm hoping we can start the conversation, start the process, and hopefully successfully at some point get another 880 bus going to Dublin to get to, going to Naas, pardon me, I know it goes to Naas, but to link on to get people to Dublin for 9 a.m. for work, because it's hugely important. We're all trying to get cars off the road, so increasing these services really matter, and it's a huge loss. The 736 Cavanagh bus is a huge loss, but hopefully we can make that up in another way, Anna.
Of course. And Vera Louise, your final question to the council is about Friary Estate there, also in Castle Dermot. You're asking, when will that be taken in charge?
Well, Hannah, that is hugely, hugely important. It's had ongoing issues continuously over the last number of years. I know staff in the council had been in there previously to do a survey and it didn't seem to yield any results. But I'm assured this time the process of taking it in charge is fully underway and the council will be taking on the duties. You know, I mean, it's resurfacing. The surveys of the foul and storm networks to be dealt with. A lot of different issues in there, and it's been a frustrating process for people living there who bought their houses there 20 years ago, and are still dealing with this. So, it's on the council's absolute progress works program, and it's just subject to available funding. So, look, we've been assured that they are working on funding, and it's coming forward. But to keep this work moving forward and to fully take this estate in charge, because what's been allowed to continue there over the years is really not good enough. Mm. So, I know other councillors are working on this as well, and it's important that we work together for this particular area, because it needs to be sorted. It's gone beyond getting sorted at this stage. It needs to be done immediately. So those bits have been very, very useful to be able to speak to the executive on.
All right, Vera Louise, thank you so much for joining us on the Kildare Today show this morning. That is Fianna Fáil councillor on the Athy Municipal District, Vera Louise Behan, on those motions and questions raised at the latest MD meeting. Vera Louise, thanks again for taking our call.